Death by firing squads and poison gas will soon be allowed for executions in the U.S. as the Justice Department quietly amended its protocols, no longer requiring federal death sentences by lethal injection. To hear more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Hadar Aviram, professor at UC Hastings. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So what does this amended rule state, and when does it go into effect?
So this is part of the federal government's last push to make some practical gains on the death penalty before we change into the Biden administration. They've reintroduced executions after a 17-year halt. Just recently, there's been a slew of executions on the federal level. And this is just one more thing that they're introducing. I think it's worth thinking about this as the only consistent thing in Trump's ideology. He's changed a lot of political positions, but since the 80s, he's been staunchly supportive of the death penalty, and this is his last push.
What prior law or rules were in place to prevent these types of executions, and why were they ruled out in the first place?
So the thing to remember about methods of executions is that nothing is infallible. And basically, throughout the history of the United States' death penalty, about 3-4% of executions have always been botched. There's always been problems with these methods. They don't work, people don't die, people suffer needlessly. And most of the litigation about the death penalty in the last few decades has revolved around the issue of method of execution. So we've resolved the question of whether the death penalty itself is cruel and unusual, and we did that back in the 70s when we brought the death penalty back in 1976. And since then, other challenges like the fact that the death penalty is racially discriminatory or concerns about innocence have not really made gains. And because of that, most of the litigation is about methods. The hottest issue recently was the question of whether you need three injections to execute or whether one injection is sufficient. But litigation typically revolves around questions of technology. The introduction of methods of execution that we're not using anymore is going to usher a new wave of litigation, probably involving questions of Eighth Amendment protocols and whether these are suitable. But of course, this is to some extent moot because we now know that the Biden administration, which is hostile to the death penalty, is probably going to make moves toward nationwide abolition.
Do you think the Justice Department will likely use any of these methods in the future?
Well, my suspicion is that the Justice Department's not going to have much chance to do it. There are a few executions left, and they did say in the new protocols that they're only going to do it with regard to people convicted in states that still retain those methods. There are a few states that retain those methods. But it's important to see this in a bigger context. Keep in mind that at this point, 22 states have abolished the death penalty. 25 states have retained the death penalty, and the remaining three, including California, have a moratoria on its use. And even in retentionist states, the rate of execution has slowed down to almost a grinding halt. So I mostly see this as a symbolic move to spite the Biden administration, and not much more than that.
And even though it's a symbolic move, you think President-elect Joe Biden will reverse it?
I suspect he will, and he's already made statements to the effect that he is averse to the death penalty and that he's going to make gains toward abolition.
Very interesting. Hadar Aviram, professor at UC Hastings Law, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.